These are the letters, first from Steve Richter of San Bruno, California, who writes about a most precious resource from the August issue. I was moved by Charlie Williams' account of her experience with water in Senegal. On a recent camping trip, I had to walk about 100 feet to the nearest spigot to fill our 5-gallon plastic water container and then return carrying the 45-pound jug. It was heavy. I also recall from my backpacking days how carefully we had to plan sourcing our water and using it. Consider a community's water experience in Flint, Michigan. Encounters like these definitely put water in a different perspective than what it has been for many of us when we're at our homes. Miss Williams' admonition for us to awaken from the ignorance of our water privilege is well spoken, both in the context of the care of the planet's resources and its availability to and use by all of God's creatures. Marcia Olson of Seattle, Washington writes about the article, The Spirituality of Natural Burials. Thank you for including green burials among your care of creation topics. My Northwest community has been developing green burial plans for many years, and now new options are coming on board in Washington State. Recomposition, legally known as natural organic reduction, expected to begin in early 2021, and aquamation, that's alkaline hydrolysis officially, and is in development at the present time. These alternatives to traditional burial and cremation have grown out of a deep concern for the environment and supported by many faith communities. This letter is written by Reverend Craig Simonson of Minneapolis, Minnesota, about the article That's a Different Story from August. The Reverend Brian Hjortdal inadvertently appears ready to build his Jesus enterprise with the tools of the empire when he uses Matthew 16:18 to propose that Jesus decided to build the church atop other people's sacred site. In a sense, he's not wrong. This is exactly what the church, the Catholics and Lutherans included, has done in its long, bloodied and brutal history. For example, in the Twin Cities where I live, the presence of St. Peter's Catholic Church in Mendota and historic Fort Snelling towering over the confluence of the Minnesota and Mississippi rivers is not accidental. These outposts of white Christian empire were quite intentionally built over another God's sacred turf, where in the histories of the Dakota people, the Creator first breathed life into the human being on the riverbanks. Thanks be to God for the Reverend Jim Bear Jacobs, Bob Clanderud, and Healing Minnesota Stories for their witness to the Colonial Church's history here and their telling of a wholly different narrative. Domination and erasure of devilish indigenous peoples and places is the church's tired story the world over, and also not coincidental to the urgent need now for committed creation care. Like Hjortdal, I too trust that Jesus calls us towards something very different indeed. And finally, this from Reverend Nick Upfall of Madison, Wisconsin, referring to April 22's story called This Is Our Story. I appreciated the image and metaphor about Easter being like a game of sardines where Jesus will always come to find us. But I wanted to share that as an adult male youth leader, I shuddered at the mention of this game. With our parish protection program, that's one of the activities that we've decided is worth setting aside to protect children, youth, and vulnerable people. Cramming people into dark spaces or having an adult hiding in the dark with a young person just isn't worth it. On the road seeking companionship, Jesus will come to find us in safer, even in more life-giving ways.